As musicians strike up traditional Chinese cymbals, gongs, and drums, the crowd at Cleveland's Asia Plaza parts to reveal a gold-spangled, white-furred Chinese lion. The lion whips and gyrates to the music as it circles the audience. Its red-tongued mouth plucks red and gold cash-filled envelopes from the hands of giggling children. This is the traditional lion dance of the Chinese Lunar New Year, meant to bring good luck. George Kwan, a Cleveland policeman, is head of the dance troupe. He says it was his father, a native of mainland China, who started him dancing.
Well, this is my father's tradition. When he was alive, he trained us. He got us more training than we ever wanted, and we're continuing on that tradition. Now we're working on the third generation.
Today, Cleveland's Asia Town is a vibrant 15-block district of restaurants, groceries, and small shops, marked by distinctive red banners, pagoda-style storefronts, and Chinese zodiac street sculptures. But in the 1870s, when the first Chinese immigrants arrived from the gold fields of California, their laundries and garment shops occupied just a few blocks on Ontario Street. John Grabowski, an historian at the Western Reserve Historical Society, says an incident in 1925 nearly destroyed the community. That's when murders between rival Chinese gangs, or tongs, led to a police raid on Cleveland's Chinatown.
They simply went out and arrested everybody who was Chinese or picked them up. And that had repercussions. Repercussions were in diplomatic relations with China, went right to Washington.
City officials eventually apologized, but not before they tore down the original Chinese settlement. Later Asian immigrants suffered similar indignities. During World War II, Cleveland's Japanese Americans, along with tens of thousands of others nationwide, were rounded up and held in West Coast internment camps.
I feel that there is a lot of misunderstanding between cultural differences.
Cleveland filmmaker Johnny Wu is president of the local chapter of the Organization of Chinese Americans. He says a few years ago, he began thinking about ways to bridge what he saw as the cultural divide between Cleveland's Asian and non-Asian populations.
And there were a lot of people felt like the Asian culture is very taboo for them, or very secrecy. And the Asian community also very much close-knit together. It doesn't want to trust anybody else outside their own community. So it built this kind of barrier between the Western and Eastern culture.
5 years ago, Wu and other Asian Americans from Japan, Korea, the Philippines, and Vietnam organized the first day-long Lunar New Year celebration. It now attracts hundreds of visitors. And tens of thousands of people flock to the annual two-day Asian festival in May. And as the region's Asian population continues to grow, about 33,000 in the last census, the city of Cleveland is working on a 10-year plan to make Asia Town an even more vibrant neighborhood. In Cleveland, I'm Karen Schaefer.